Agenda item number 12, discussion and possible action on fiscal year 2022 annual operating plan, budget, and adoption of budget by David Thompson, Chief Financial Officer. David?
Okay. Everybody should have gotten your FY22 budget books last week. So if you didn't get it, let me know and we'll get you a book for that. But I want to take just a few minutes and recognize two of my staff members that produce these budget books. These folks spend 8 to 9 months a year working on these budget books. And each year they are receiving the GFOA awards for excellence on their budgets. These folks are just the hardest working, dedicated BRE employees. First, I'd like to have Michelle Drouard stand up, please. She's our budget manager. And April Coleman is the budget analyst. I just want to thank them. I really don't know how they do it, but they do put together an amazing book. So let's take a look at the budget. I do want to back up and say on June 22nd, we did have our customer meetings, and we did present to the Upper Basin, Central Basin, Lower Basin. The budgets got no negative feedbacks from that. We did complete our cost reimbursable customer meetings, and we've got that completed. We made a few more adjustments to the budget for cost reimbursable. And I'm, you know, feeling pretty good that the budget's going to be fine. So I do want to kind of walk through this. It's pretty much kind of a repeat of what we saw in May, but I'll just kind of point out some of the differences that we picked up because some of the numbers did change. If we look at the water supply expenditures, it's still about a $3 million increase, and three variables were basically the new hires we have, the Corps of Engineers, increases they had from last year, and then also we have a 5% salary increase in that. Now, there was a little bit of adjustment on this one of about $300,000. We found some savings in some of the departments. So that's the adjustment that we have from last time that you saw it on May. If you go into the debt service, subject to coverage, the same number, it's East Williamson County. The debt service, not subject coverage, is basically the Army Corps of Engineers, the loans we have for the water storage that we have, as well as the errand of the Allen's Creek. The 30%, plus we've added the service debt of 70% for Houston in that one. Next is the operating projects. And these are projects that are studies, assessments. They're not building out major infrastructures as capital projects are. So the number went down to 59.4. So now looking at the revenue section, now stop me if anybody has any questions, but the non-system revenues did change a little bit. It went up about 100,000. There were some rate adjustments that we were able to do to increase that money. It was about 100,000, that's all. Other water revenues is your East Williamson County treated water we sell. We have Sugar Land in there. We have water permits, interest income from our investments. That number did not change either. So now just looking at the debt coverage requirements, as you remember, the 1.3 is a board requirement, but it's also a bond covenant requirement too. And it's simply taking 30% of the 2.5 East Williamson County, and that's 761. So you do take your 59.4, subtract out the 18.6, add back in the 761, and we're required, we need 41.6 million from our sister rate holders. You divide that by the 483, you get 86. We had 87 the last time, so we didn't have to use as much rate stabilization reserve. So it's only 1.5 versus 1.9. So we get it down to $83. This is the numbers we've shown to our customers, and that's what I presented to you in the board in May. I went kind of fast through that, but this is pretty much a repeat from May. Any questions? Numbers are pretty much the same that we showed before. 724,000 acre feet is under contract. 67% of it is your system rate holders. You have utilities and two-tier, and remember two tiers is one, you pay one rate for the water used and a lesser amount for the water not used. Those are two next largest acre feet that we have out there and some of the oldest contracts we have too. Revenues at 78.5. We talked about the non-system water sales increase of about 100,000. Cost reimbursable did change a little bit. We had about 500,000 after the customer meetings we had with them, the increase in what billable to them. We also have a copper ion generator and basically the phase three pumps in the Williamson County Regional Raw Water Line. We reclassified, we put those back into as a revenue item because we do bill them to the customer. So later on, I'll show you where the expenses are and then show you how that works into the calculations. This is just looking at our rates here, and basically the two rates that the board will be approving is the $83 and then the 70% for the agriculture of the 58.1. The other rates are set by contracts. A lot of them are set by CPI indexes that come out in November. So these are just, these are averages and they're estimates at this time. Let's talk about expenses. We already talked about the 5% increase, the employee cost index and the merit pool. We have 9 full-time positions that we're adding, and that eliminated 3 part-time positions. And then the O&M expenses for the Corps of Engineers, which takes care of our 8 core lakes, it increased from last year. Talking about the Army Corps of Engineers, the O&M is about $6.3 million. The debt service we pay for the water storage is about $1.6 million. That's $7.9 million, which equates to about $16 an acre foot included in the $83. Let's just take a look at the expenses. If you take a look at the cost reimbursable, it's 15.1, not 18.3 that we talked about before. The 3.2 is coming out of the capital project that will be paid by the customers. And then the rest is basically the 59.4 that we talked about earlier in the first slide. This is how we plan to spend the money for the water supply, O&M. And this is basically by department and groups. Just kind of the major ones we have, Possum Kingdom actually went down, and that is because we had a $1.3 million crane that was built into the FY21 budget. If you look at the federal reservoirs, it went up by $1 million. That's the Corps of Engineers increases. You also had the debt service increase of 1.4 for Houston's portion of the 70%. And then across the board, you have the 5% merit increase, and then you also have the new hires that we talked about. This is the operating projects, and as I mentioned before, these do not build out major infrastructure. There are studies, there are this can be software, there are assessments, and even repairs if we have those as well. Therefore, they're included in the system rate. Let's talk about the capital improvement plan. Again, majority of this is the new waters. It's better just to show you the details of it. And you can see that Allen's Creek is the biggest portion of this at $40 million. You can also see the two Williamson County Regional Water Line, pump three, phase pump three, and the copper ion generator. Both of those is in the capital plan because we will be doing the capital projects for it, but it's not paid for out of our reserves. Again, we showed this in May, just how busy we are. And back to what Blake was talking about, we have a lot of projects and a lot of spend in the next 5 years. So this is just kind of illustrates the two types of business, making sure we all understand that we have a water supply business and then the cost reimbursable. And as you can see, the 18.3 revenue, the $15 million O&M off-adjusted, and then the payment of the 3.2 nets out to zero with our cost reimbursable customers. This slide helps to point out the operation surplus is the debt coverage, the 761, but we start off with $118 million is what we project. We'll be spending the money we'll be spending the money on our capital projects, which in turn means that the system rate holders do not get impacted by what we're doing. We'll be able to pay for it out of our reserves and still end up with about $55 million carrying into the next year to help pay for capital projects from that. So it's a good news story to our system rate holders. Just give you an idea of the approved buckets that or the reserve that the board approved with. Rate stabilization reserve, we talked a little bit about that. That helps us smooth out the rates if we have spikes, which I'm not planning on having any more spikes. And it also pays for our capital projects. Contingency fund is basically for unanticipated budget O&M expenses. Working capital is 90 days of our water supply expenses. Self-insurance is more of a risk payments for like anything that we might get hit with on insurance that is not covered in our insurance policies. This is a current debt outstanding, and this is just the current debt. I did not put in Allen's Creek 70% in here because it's a balance sheet adjustment, so it didn't really have. I do have the debt service in the five-year plan and next year's plan, but until we can kind of settle out to figure out what that debt is, it's not in this number. If you did, and it's 14 million, it would be 82.9. So let's take a look at the five-year plan. And the non-system is consistent with the contracts. Remembering the non-system rate holders, those contracts are set on their rates. O&M expenses increased by historical 10-year index rolling average. Debt service assumes no existing debt until 2023-26. But I do have the Allen's Creek 70% in the debt service for the five-year plan. So taking a look at the numbers, you can see we start borrowing money in 23 if we do meet our spend on capital projects and operating projects. Rate stabilization reserve, my plan is to use it one more year in 23, and then we're back on track on the rates. And I think the rates stay pretty stable going out in averaging around 4 to 5% per year. Any questions on this? This is kind of a busy slide, but it shows you what my budget manager does in balancing to make sure that we get the rates correctly, but then also meet all the different requirements by the board as well as the debt covenants. And then here is basically a simplified, just summary look at this, meeting the debt coverage, but then shows you the rate increases that we have out through 26. And these rates are almost dead on to what I gave out last year's in projections. And just to show you that my plan is to keep it an even keel going on out, and my goal is not to incur any major spikes for our customers as we build out our infrastructure. So any questions? You guys are quiet. All right. So with that, we'd like to read the resolution. Oh, go ahead, Alan.
Real quickly, a lot of people and entities find the GFOA budget award to be much more difficult to obtain and maintain than the certificate on reporting financial statements. So thank you for the professionalism and doing all it takes to make that happen, to get that awarded. Thanks for coming to the top.
It is. It's really something. Thank you. So with that, I'll have Stephen read the...
Please read the resolution.
Be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority Board that the fiscal year 2022 annual operating plan and multi-year capital improvement plan budget as presented to the board at the July 26, 2021 meeting be approved and adopted, including the following provisions. Be it further resolved that the General Manager, CEO, is hereby authorized to make expenditures and enter into contracts for expenditures as listed in the budget in accordance with the Brazos River Authority's General Operations Practices Policy 2.1, Authority and Responsibilities of the Board of Directors and General Manager, Chief Executive Officer. Be it further resolved that the General Manager, CEO, is hereby authorized to make adjustments in the individual line item amounts of the budget, provided that the total amount expended shall not exceed the total amount authorized for each operating division as follows. Water Supply, $59,447,961. Cost reimbursable, $15,071,458. Total operating budget, $74,519,419. Water Supply, $62,191,000. Cost reimbursable, $3,242,000. Total capital budget, $65,433,000. Be it further resolved that the board hereby adopts the multi-year capital improvement plan as presented in the budget. Be it further resolved that the board hereby approves and adopts a rate of $83 per acre foot of water annually for fiscal year 2022 for both the system water rate and the interruptible water rate. Be it further resolved that the board hereby approves and adopts a rate of $58.10 per acre foot of water annually for fiscal year 2022 for the agricultural water rate. Be it further resolved that the board hereby approves and adopts a methodology for quarterly payments or monthly payments to include a multiplier to be applied to the annual payment to allow the Brazos River Authority to recover interest lost on any unpaid balance plus a service charge for administrative costs, including but not limited to costs involving the billing, accounting, and collecting for the quarterly or monthly payments. Be it further resolved by the board that the methodology used to determine the multiplier consists of applying the current savings rate the Brazos River Authority would be earning on the funds if paid in full annually to the unpaid balance on a monthly or quarterly schedule to determine lost interest, and that the service charge shall remain at $20 per invoice to cover additional administrative costs for billing, accounting, and collecting the associated payments. The annual interest rate of 4% and a daily interest rate charge of 0.0109589%, 4% divided by 365, to be applied for quarterly and monthly payments for fiscal year 2022 remains the same.
You've heard the reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So.
Motion made by Director Henderson, second by Judy Crow. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Flores.
Yes.
Director Tallis.
Yes.
Director Taylor.
Yes.
Director Abraham.
Yes.
Director Bourne. Director Fernandez.
Yes.
Director Henderson.
Yes.
Director Huber.
Yes.
Director Crown.
Yes.
Director Lattimore.
Yes.
Director Leslie.
Yes.
Director Lloyd.
Yes.
Director Luton.
Yes.
Director Rankin.
Yes.
Director Sanderson.
Yes.
Director Savage.
Yes.
Director Smith.
Yes.
Director Wilson.
Yes.
Motion carries.